Turl went very still. Char did not see his eyes narrow and flame. Then Turl said in a drunken slur,
"I got a little present for you, Char. Go outside for a minute."
Char lifted his eye bones.
"Ain't got a mask." "There's masks beside the doorport,"
said Turl. Unobserved by the rest, Turl steered him to the hall, and they got into masks in a tangled fashion. Turl went through the atmosphere lock, dragging Char behind. Turl led him down near the zoo cages. There was no fire burning. It was too late. There was no bundle in front of the cage. The spring chill of the exterior revived Char a trifle, and he returned to being nasty.
"Animals,"
he said.
"You're an animal lover, Turl. I never did like you, Turl."
Turl was not listening to him. What was that down by the morgue? He peered more closely. There were animals down there.
"You're awful clever, Turl, but you're not clever enough to fool me."
Turl took a couple of steps toward the morgue, trying to see in the dark. He took out a pocket torch and flashed it in that direction. Brown hide? Hard to see. Then he got a better view of it. A small herd of buffalo. They'd been drifting north for days now, mixed in with some horses. He turned the torch off. The casually walking hoofs were distant, tiny thuds. Louder were the squeaks and crunches of the new spring grass being pulled up as the herd grazed its way along. An owl was hooting off somewhere. Usual nonsense of this accursed planet. He gave his attention back to Char. Turl put his arm around Char's shoulder and guided him back to a point where the circles of the compound domes made a recess as they met. It was very dark here, hidden from all views.
"What didn't fool you, friend Char?"
asked Turl. The owl hooted again. Turl looked around. There were no vantage points from which they could be seen. Char was sneering.
"The blast cap smoke,"
he said, putting his face mask very close to Turl's. He reeled, and Turl held him up.
"What about it?"
"Why, that wasn't no blast gun that went off in old Numph's office. That was a blasting cap. You think an old mind boss like me can't smell the difference between a blast gun and a blast cap?"